Hey everyone, welcome or welcome back to another episode of the Lifted Podcast. My name is Peyton. Happy Monday or whatever day you're listening to this. Hope you guys are having a great start of the week. And before we hop into the episode, as always, I would ask if you guys could please give this podcast a positive rating and review. If you guys don't know, that is how these platforms actually share it to people who have never heard it or seen of it before. So it would mean the absolute world to me to help us grow. All right, we are back. If you guys notice, it's been like 2 weeks without an episode or something like that. Diving into the hormone series, we are going to take a slight break, one episode, just 1 week this week, and then we're diving in. I'm doing a full-blown content day to day. Life's been a little crazy with other social media stuff as well as training in my real life. If you guys don't know, I'm an in-person trainer as well as doing the social media stuff, so my schedule's gotten a little busy, so I am pre-recording, gonna pound down a bunch of content today. Don't know if that was the proper term to use for that. I apologize, but I'm just in a yappy mood today, so I'm just gonna get it all out in as many podcast episodes as I possibly can. So if you guys listen in like a couple weeks and if my voice is like shot, just know it was filmed the same day probably. So today's episode though, I want to talk about something that has blown up on my TikTok recently. Yeah, I've jumped in like 10,000 followers currently on my TikTok, and it's been talking about periods, which is incredible because I've been loving talking about that stuff because I've grown so passionate about it myself and learning more about it and what it means and how much more there is to it than just what we're taught growing up as girls of like, okay, like you're gonna get your period and it's gonna suck and then you're not gonna be on your period. Like that was pretty much all I was told. And like, you know, don't go around showing people, you know, hide your pads, hide your tampons, all that stuff. Cause like, that's gross. There's blood coming out of you. That's gross. So today we're going to do a little girl chat. If you're a guy, you can listen to this too, because I guarantee you're going to learn a lot, just as much as a lot of the women on here. Obviously, probably a little bit more than the women on here because we know a certain amount, but we're really not taught that much. So if you're a lady, you will probably learn a lot about this unless you are fully freak into your cycle as well as me. If you are, you should like send me a DM on Instagram. I'd love to talk to you about it. Maybe you can teach me a few things. But anyways, that's what we're going to talk about today, is kind of just your cycle, like what it is, how do you live around it, how to properly plan things around it, and how actually having shame around it could possibly be making it worse, as well as just other aspects of your life blocking certain energy. Like, I have never felt better in myself than I have since I started being more open about things that are just natural in my body. So like, that's been a really cool factor of all of this. So that's something I really want to talk about. If you're, you know, a little bit more like energy minded and mindset work, that little part of this is going to be for you. If you are more focused on actually like, wait, like I'm not just going to bleed and not bleed. Like there's more to it than that. Yeah, there is. And that part of that will be for you. And then if you want to learn how to like manage your life around it, like, okay, I've heard about cycle syncing, or maybe you haven't heard about cycle syncing, I'm going to talk about that as well. So this is just all things. I was re-listening to a couple of my podcasts of like the hormone health ones, and like I've been loving them, but I also kind of realized I want to go back to making my podcast a little bit more casual. So the future episodes that I'm doing in my hormone series, I'm just going to talk more and not make it so like me reading my notes about it, because that's not me. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I am a girl who's very passionate about hormone health and fitness and mindset stuff and just like living your best life as you possibly can, but I'm not here to play doctor. And I'm a young girl, so you're probably going to want to connect a lot more to me through me just being myself instead of just reading my notes that I took and learned and backed up and stuff like that. Like, I still recommend you go listen to those episodes. Like, they're good episodes, but none of my personality is really in that, I feel like. And I have a lot of personality. If you follow my socials, like, I'm a little, you know, I'm awkward. I'm not a doctor. So I'm just gonna bring more of that back into this, because that's where a little bit more fun comes with it, and I can just sit down and chat and just clear my mind. So that's, as you can tell, I'm 5 minutes in and I'm just talking about nothing to do with the episode so far, except for what's going to be in the episode that I haven't gotten to yet. But anyways, if you're new here, this is the Lifted podcast. So if you don't know, in the start of every episode, I share something that lifted me in the last week. And whether that be like a little mindset tip, a piece of scripture, something going on in my life, anything like that, just something that bettered me, made me happy, made my day, made my week, all that good stuff. And I do eventually plan on getting you guys to send in a lift of the week as well. So I share my lift, I share one of your guys' lifts. So look out for that on my Instagram and stuff like that. I will be starting to incorporate that, hopefully in the near future, because I just think that's going to be a really cool way to kind of build in a community. And I've kind of mentioned that in like the last couple podcasts, but like I still haven't started it yet. But as my audience grows, I definitely want to build that community vibe. So yeah. So my lift of the week is the weather, and it's concert season. I was just at a concert last night when I'm recording this, and I have a concert this upcoming weekend. So yeah, and then I'm going up to Tennessee, and then the next weekend I have another concert, and then I have like a concert in June already planned, and I have a concert in August already planned. And just like, if you guys don't know, as of right now, I live in Florida. Hint, hint, wink, wink, as of now. Anyways, I can say that without revealing too much. But anyways, spring and summer is like country concert season here, and I live for it. I am a concert junkie. I went to go see Colby Acuff and Flatland Cavalry. If you are not into folky little cute little Western music, that's not going to be your vibe, but loved it. They were so good. We got so close to the stage because it was just like a general admission type of thing. So definitely a really, really fun night. And like, I love dressing up for country concerts. Like, there's nothing better than being in your room, girlhood, getting ready, putting on my cute little boots, and just, I love it. Like, there's nothing better, literally nothing better. I love it. I love country concerts with everything in my heart so much. Biggest blessing is country music. Changed my mind. Let's actually get to the episode. So first I'm going to talk about the actual just like four stages of our cycle. So starts with day one, which is your bleed, which is your menstrual phase. And then your follicular phase starts right after that, or like within your period itself. Like my follicular kind of kicks in like day two of my period. Every woman's different. Everyone has different cycles, but that's when that starts to kick in. And then that lasts up until ovulation, which is only like one day, but then you have like 5 to 6 days of like that fertile ovulatory window. So that could be that phase. That's going to be like your highest energy phase. Anyways, and then you go back into your luteal phase, and then that leads up to your menstrual. So I'm going to go in depth of like what each phase is. Also, your average cycle, a healthy cycle is 26 to 30 days. So if you have like a 35 or like more day long cycle, that's a sign of a health issue. And if your cycle is less than 26 days, that is also a sign of a health issue. So if like your period's coming like every 20 days, like that's a problem. Okay. So days zero, or you know, day 1 to 7, which is your bleeding phase, your menstrual phase. If you are not pregnant, the uterine lining is shedding, which is causing the bleed, which is your period. This is when your estrogen and progesterone levels are going to drop. Estrogen levels are at their absolute lowest during your period. So your energy levels tend to be low as well. Some women feel a majority of their symptoms in their luteal phase, which is like me included. That's when I feel my PMS symptoms. For me, when I get my period, it feels like a relief. Like I feel like all of the buildup tension is just like out. And then after that, like I said, it can start within like day 2 or 3 of your period, but the follicular phase is typically like days 8 through 13, or like 2 through 13, like I said. And this lasts up until ovulation occurs, and this is a rise in your estrogen levels again. So this is when you're going to have a light mood again. You're going to be higher in energy. Your PMS symptoms should be gone during this phase. So if you're still feeling them, again, this is a sign of a deeper health issue. This phase is all about preparing for fertilization. So your body is working to select the perfect egg in this process. And then day 14 to 15, some women ovulate on day 17, day 16. This is when you're going to want to have to learn your own cycle, track it. This is your ovulation. So this is when your ovaries are releasing an egg. Estrogen and your testosterone levels are peaking, which gives you the absolute highest energy and confidence level in your ovulation window. When it comes to tracking your ovulation, you want to be looking for discharge with an egg white consistency, as well as a raise in your body temperature. And this is the only time in your cycle that you can get pregnant. Ovulation typically is only about 24 hours. However, you can be fertile for the 5 days before and the day after. So if you're not trying to get pregnant, avoid that time, And then if you're like me, right, after ovulation, you feel like you get hit by a bus the next day. You can literally, the more in tune with your body you are, I feel the next day. My hormones dropped. I feel it. And so this is the sac left behind from the released egg that releases progesterone. So this begins right after ovulation and it leads up until your next menstruation. The uterus is now being lined in this phase, which requires a larger amount of progesterone, which prepares the womb for a potential pregnancy. Our bodies are always prepping for a pregnancy, even without a fertilized egg. So this cycle is regardless of if you're pregnant or not, your body just goes through the cycle acting like you're trying to have a baby. So that's great, but what does it mean in terms of our lifestyle? Let me tell you, your menstrual phase, it's a good chance that in the very beginning of your menstrual phase, you're just going to be exhausted, pretty well known. However, this is also the best time of your cycle for reflection and critical thinking. Didn't know that? Yeah, I learned that in the recent time period as well. But anyways, your brain hemispheres are talking to each other in this phase, fun fact. So if you're looking for the best time to make well thought out decisions, your menstrual phase is actually the best time to do so. And then for your follicular phase, this is going to be your phase where you're feeling the most creative and open for new things. So think of the follicular phase as your body's version of springtime. If you want to plan a trip, a new business idea, start a new project, this is the ideal time for that. The workouts that you're doing in this time period also can help you encourage the high energy, high creativity because they release those endorphins. This is the time period where you can have those more intense workouts, HIIT workouts, sprints, all of that stuff is more encouraged in the follicular phase. But then you're going to go into your ovulation and this is when you're going to feel the absolute best. So confident, productive, your estrogen and testosterone levels, like I said, are peaked. You feel good. This is when you're going to be best at social interactions as well. So this is going to be the time, if you got big outings, if you're planning a party, something like that, ovulation window, your social battery won't be so bleh, So highly recommend that. It's best time for those harder conversations too, because you're just a better communicator in this time, as opposed to your luteal phase, which is what I'm going to get into right now. So this is when your energy is going to start slowing down and fluctuate again after ovulation. Most commonly, the luteal is our longest phase in our period cycle. In the beginning of our luteal, this might be the time that we want to sit down and do some deep work and just really focus. Focus is at our peak. As the luteal phase gets toward the end, this is when you're going to start experiencing some PMS symptoms. I want to preface, painful periods are not normal. Painful periods, harsh periods, turning into a brat, a really bad brat, not normal. So rest and eating enough is important in this phase. Getting enough calories is going to be very important to keep our blood sugar stabilized. And this tends to be when we feel our least social and probably crave a lot more alone time. So if you have like some deep work you need to get done, this is your time for that. All right, so that covers that. DM me, shoot me a DM on Instagram, TikTok, whatever, if you have any other questions. I actually have like a whole series of this stuff on my TikTok. I recommend you go check that out. I have a lot of just like talking videos, short clips, like minute to 2 minute long videos of me talking about this stuff where I answer a lot of questions. I also dive into like birth control stuff. Birth control. Yeah. If you are on hormonal birth control, I can never say those three words without saying like birth control. Anyways, hormonal birth control. Even if you think you're experiencing a cycle, that is not your cycle. That is a fake cycle. Fake hormones are being put into your bloodstream, your gut, your liver, all that stuff. That is not your cycle. Even if you're experiencing a bleed, it's not actually a bleed because it's shutting down that communication between your brain and your uterus. That is what hormonal birth control is doing. So you don't have a cycle, which can be dangerous for so many reasons, but that's an episode for a different time. I'm not going to dive into the controversy of birth control right now. Been getting a little bit of hate on that, but I'm here for it because it's an important message to get out. And for just as many people saying birth control saved my life, you don't know what you're talking about, you know, also getting people that are like, oh my gosh, like I didn't know this. I was about to go on birth control. Like, thank you so much. So, you know, to each their own. But I'm trying to get information out there. Now let's get into the energetics. Not in like a weird woo-woo type beat. This is just mindset stuff. I'm not into all that. So, you know, if you're looking for like zodiac sign, crazy spiritual witchcraft stuff, this is not your podcaster. I'm not woo-woo. I'm very spiritual in my faith, but I don't believe that I harnessed power. I think my mind is very powerful, but I think God gave me the ability to be powerful and not my whatever. I don't know. No hate, no judge, just not me. So if that's the type of energetics you're looking for, I don't know. I don't even know an account that has that stuff. So I was gonna give you a recommendation, but I'm not sure. I'm sure a lot of wellness and like holistic wellness girls are very into that. Noticed a common theme. I don't really fit in. I have my own niche. It's very specific. But anyways, I have been getting into a lot of like, you know, how like mindsets manifest and stuff like that. And like law of attraction in that way. Not the whole like I attract what I speak out loud because I did a spell. No, like just like genuinely what you're thinking and like the science behind it, like the neuroscience to back up the fact that what you think about certain things manifests in your life in different ways. So that's what I'm talking about right now. And I'm going to talk about like the shame that kind of comes into your period and what that can actually do to it. Your body is so powerful. There is so many like placebo effect studies to back up that like what you believe can manifest in your physical body. So if you have just always had period problems and you just think it's gross, like that can kind of harbor into your body as like, oh, like we've always had period problems. So like cramps are normal, all this stuff. So like, especially be careful when you start to track this stuff, because say like you hear someone else. I want to say, if you're in your luteal phase and you're experiencing like excruciating cramps and mood swings, that's not normal. But someone else out there might say mood swings are normal in this phase. So then you're going to start tracking and you're going to see that you're in your luteal and you're going to just go be a brat, for lack of using the B word, to like your boyfriend or mom or sister, anything like that. Be like, sorry, I'm just in my luteal phase. Like, no, girl, no. Anyways, back to like the whole shame aspect. I have never felt more like in tune and in touch with myself than when I started to view my cycle as this really incredible thing. I was also embarrassed about it. I wanted to be one of the boys so bad, like so bad. I thought femininity was very linked with like girly girl. which is so far from the truth. Feminine is like an energy and kind of like a role in a way, not like a restrictive role, but like we all kind of have like feminine and masculine energy like within us. But I was just so like hyper masculine and like built up walls and like I'm miss independent, like I'm not dependent on anyone, like I want to do it myself type of vibe. I didn't want to talk about anything remotely feminine because, you know, I felt like shame about it. Like I thought women had like the raw end of the deal, like we have to go through all this, so I'm gonna just be one of the boys and not talk about this stuff. The second I kind of like started to view being like a woman like really freaking incredible, things just got better, like so much better. So I would love to go into just like a separate episode before I just yap on. I know like a lot of podcasts are very long, but I think solo episodes, and that's all I do as of right now, I feel like they're so much better personally, like when I listen to them, when they're a little bit more to the point. Like if it's like an interview or like a conversation, I find my attention span grows to be like a lot longer. Like if I'm listening to two people talking, I can normally listen to like an hour. So I've listened to like 2.5 hour podcasts with that. But you know, like if it's just me talking, like I'm not trying to sit here and talk for an hour. So if you want me to get, sorry, moral of that story, before I do sit here and talk forever, if you want me to do like a podcast episode on just like embracing like femininity and like what that actually means and like what the energies are, I would love to do that because I've been so fascinated by them recently just because of how like my masculine walls kind of just like were built for so long and how much good has fallen into my life from just like stepping back and like stepping out of that and into like what I was like, you know, created to be. So like what God made me to be and stepping into like that role. But with all of that being said, I'm going to wrap up the episode there. If you guys like it, like I said in the beginning, make sure you please give this podcast a positive rating and review. It'd mean the absolute world to me. It genuinely helps so much. Like you might not think you're doing anything by taking 10 seconds out of your day to hit a rating. But it really does help so much. It goes such a long way. So it'd mean the absolute world to me. Yeah. If you guys want to keep up with me on my other socials, all of my links are always in the little show notes below. So make sure you go follow me on there if you want to see my face and see and hear more of what I do. So yeah, but with that being said, I hope this kind of cleared any basic information out of the way. I feel like I just want to dumb things down for people because I wish I had something like this when I was first learning about it, because I feel like people either make it sound so complicated or just not complicated enough. Like I said, growing up, it was just like, okay, well, you're going to get your period and like that week's going to suck and you're not going to tell anyone about it because like that's gross, that's embarrassing, you know, all that stuff. And it just kind of harbors shame about it. But if we actually learn more about it, I think it's just such an incredible thing. Like it truly is, like everything going on in our body just to do the things it does. But I'm going to leave that episode here. Yeah. And I will catch you guys in the next one. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.